Welcome to Tamu's Milkcast. I'm Dr. Ellen Jordan, Extension Dairy Specialist.
And I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick, Extension Dairy Specialist. Last time we began discussing how diseases are spread. What are some general steps producers can take to reduce disease risk on their farms?
Well, Tamalee, there are 7 different areas we can address in general prevention. These are the farm boundaries, animal ID, animal health, sick and dead animals, isolation and quarantine, supply handling, and newborn management.
Okay, let's start with the farm boundaries. What do we do?
Well, of course, we need to limit contact with outside animals. This is not just the neighbors, but wild animals and stray pets. And as you might guess, that means we need to maintain our fences so we keep our animals where they belong. Then we need to develop biosecurity protocols for delivery vehicles and personnel. Finally, consider locking gates to limit access to the property.
Why is animal identification important in disease control?
When more than one person works on a farm, individual identification is important to communicate what disease problems an animal is having, what treatment it needs, and for antibiotic withdrawal requirements. Without proper ID, we can't keep records on when animals are vaccinated. Thus, it's very important for disease prevention.
I guess animal ID is necessary for record keeping.
Well, that's a part of it, because without records, we can't track the health status of individual animals or investigate unusual trends which may indicate a disease is present. The records also allow us to evaluate our vaccination and treatment protocols periodically to make sure they are effective.
Ellen, what steps do we need to take with sick and dead animals?
Well, first of all, we need to train everyone on the farm to report sick animals immediately. On our dairies, someone should be assigned to look at every animal every day to identify sick animals. Also, farm personnel should be trained to clean equipment, boots, and clothing after working with sick animals. Protocols for humane euthanasia and proper disposal of dead animals are both important. Finally, conduct necropsies on animals that die of unknown causes.
What about isolation and quarantine?
Well, sick animals should be isolated immediately, and newly purchased or returning animals should also be quarantined. Work with your veterinarian to develop distances and durations. While newly purchased animals are in quarantine, also test them for key diseases such as BVD.
I believe the next area was supplies?
Yes, it was. Store non-refrigerated vaccines and antibiotics out of sunlight and in a clean environment. Check the temperature of refrigerators where pharmaceuticals are stored at least monthly. It should be between 36 and 46 degrees Fahrenheit. And make sure you restrict access to the pharmaceuticals.
What about newborn management?
Well, the most important point is to make sure that calves get colostrum as quickly after birth as possible and segregate them from older animals.
Most of these items just seem like good basic management techniques.
They are, but we do need to make sure that we practice those techniques.
Thank you, Ellen. Join us in future Tamu's Milkcast to learn more about how to reduce the risk of disease transmission. Until then, this is Tamalee Nenick and Ellen Jordan wishing you a good day.